Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Are you serious?
It is showtime, baby. Here we go. Let's get
goodness once again, it's on. We got the mayor in the house, man. GQ Palace Sports after further review in the building, man. Basically, I just wanted to start off tonight, man, and give him a little remembrance. If you could remember where you were exactly 10 years ago tonight, October 30th, 2002, we got the sad news that, my friend and yours, Jam Master J, was taken from us. And we just kind of wanted people to, call in tonight. We know things is going on, Hurricane Sandy and all of that, hurricane or nor'easter or thunderstorm or whatever you want to call it. Prayers and all that go out to the people that, you know, that still trying to dry themselves off and trying to come out from under what happened. It's crazy out there, so stay safe, stay dry, stay warm. But, 10 years ago tonight, a very, very important piece of hip-hop was taken from us, Jam Master J, and we just want people to give us a call tonight, man, and, they can give us a story about, Jay, or even just talk about the situation with Sandy, man. We just want, kind of like just go all over the place tonight. NBA season tipped off today. Get a score update. Right now you got the Washington Wizards and the Cleveland Cavaliers getting it in. That's the first game of the year as we speak. Cleveland Cavaliers 48, Washington Wizards 37, with about a minute left in the first half. The Heat and the Boston Celtics get ready to get it on in a few minutes. The tip-off is in a few minutes. The Miami Heat already raised their championship flag, and so that season is done. The lockout 66-game shortened, you know, situation is done. So now we can get back to this, to real, real, real basketball and see if the Heat now can stretch it out and get them a ring in a real season, you know. And later on tonight, 10:30 is about the time for the tip-off. The Dallas Mavericks will be visiting the Los Angeles Lakers, the new Los Angeles Lakers, if that's what you want to call them. Dwight Howard and Steve Nash are going to make their Lakers debuts. And as of right now, we're not really sure what Kobe's going to do, if his foot is going to allow him to play tonight. So that's where we're at right now. Three games jumping off tonight. Want to give a rest in peace shout out to the homie Tracy168. For real. I just found out about that earlier today. Tracy168 passed away and left us. Big shout out to him. Graffiti pioneer, all of that, man. And basically not really much you can say about that. Just, you know, hope the family is feeling like, you know, everything else, he's in a better place. That's all basically I can say about it. And again, Jam Master J is where we kind of try to want to focus on tonight. And the NBA season tipping off. Well, this past weekend we had a bunch of things going on. We had Alabama doing their thing once again in college football. Oregon doing their thing once again. Notre Dame gave it to Oklahoma. So I guess we won't hear any more about Bob Stoops and his crew. And I guess Notre Dame is the truth. You know, I was kind of sleeping on Notre Dame, but I think they are the truth, and they're ready to make it happen. So people won't be satisfied until they get into that national championship game. They're having a good year, and they really put the I'm not going to say they beat the brakes off of Oklahoma, but they gave it to OU. So shout out to Notre Dame and all that. So once again, we hear the number to call if you want to get in on the conversation. It's 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air. I'ma hold it down tonight, man. NBA season tipping off. A lot of things going down. People, trying to get their situations back from Hurricane Sandy. I don't know what to call it, a hurricane. People call it a nor'easter. People call it a thunderstorm. I'm just glad it's gone, man. You know, and we get those things and it happens, man. This is the type of situation that we have to deal with weather-wise and all of that. And just hope that everybody's, you know, made it. And I heard there were some fatalities. Bless up to the people who, you know, lost their lives in this situation. But it's really crazy in the city, and the whole East Coast is kind of hectic right now. But you right here with us. It's Tuesday Night Goodness, man. You got the mayor in the building holding it down. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Again, we're going all over the place. Nothing specific. You know what I mean? Giants fans, if you want to get in on the conversation. I know, Mike, you ready to call, because y'all won by the fickle finger of fate, literally, on Sunday. You know, Des Bryant's fingers was a little bit too long. And y'all won, did what y'all had to do, and y'all won the game. But I left. It was 23-0, and I came back. I had to go, you know, reindulge. And when I came back from reindulging, it was 24-23 Dallas. And I really didn't have any, you know, understanding what was going on. But to me, in my opinion, that game was a classic game. It was like, took me back to the times when the Cowboys would always, you know, take it down to the last minute, and they would pull it out. And when Dez Bryant caught that pass, it was crazy. This had one of those Roger Staubach flashbacks and things of that nature. But the Giants pulled it out, and I just think the Cowboys, they kind of like, I don't think that they can play until they're down, you know, 21-3 or 28-7 or something like that. You know, that's when they wake up, after they get down by a lot of points. So we're here tonight, man, Tuesday Night Goodness, trying to make it happen, trying to alleviate some of that stress and strain from the hurricane that we dealt with. And hope that everybody's in a good mood to talk a little sports for 2 hours.
Well, you ready to put me on?
All right. Rich, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show, homie. What's good?
What's going on?
Yeah. What's happening,
what's
man?
Going on?
Oh, it's Mike?
Yeah, man.
All right, Killer Mike, what's good, man? Yeah.
What's going on, yo?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
I know you're glad Des Bryant got long fingers.
But you know, but I told him, I said, you know what? I said last
year
that I'm not sure it's gonna be close. It's gonna be real close, but they're gonna
win. You didn't say that.
Uh huh. You know I'm waiting
did
for
you say it was,
to call.
Yeah. So how was you feeling when it was 23-0 in the first quarter?
I wasn't worried.
You
have
nothing to be worried about. It's 23-0.
Yeah.
You was winning 23-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah, but see, everybody was convinced that they were going to come back.
They came back pretty much, and
it was
I
easy
had,
to come back.
Yeah. What's the explanation for that? For them coming back on the Giants like that?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you like this. There's no explanation. You know, Dallas is a good team.
I hear you. That's speaking the truth.
Dallas,
I hear you.
Yeah, Dallas is a damn good team. You know, you can't force them for it. But like I said, it was a little doubt that Giants wasn't gonna win. But like I said, I have to stick with my team.
Mm-hmm,
you understand?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. Next week, they're gonna kill us. They're gonna murder them. Watch what I tell you.
Yeah, it's Steelers week this week. So yeah, we're gonna get into
watch
that. It's Steelers week, definitely.
They're gonna take that whole thing to another level.
Right.
They're gonna take it to another level. Everybody gonna just be
they're doing damn good so far.
Everybody
they're doing real good so far. You know, you gotta give it up to the Giants, you know, but the tough part of the schedule is coming up. You know what I mean? They did their thing so far. They went out to San Francisco and won. They went to Dallas and won. So now, you know, they're coming home and playing the Steelers, and they got some other tough games coming up. But we just basically hoping that, you know, they pulled it out. They definitely pulled it out. Update right now. Miami just scored the first basket of the season. Battier hit a three, and it's 3-0 over the Boston Celtics. So we're about to get into it. We're right here on the air with the mayor right now, and we're doing the damn thing on GPS Sports, man. And we talked about Jam Master Jay, because 10 years ago tonight, man, we lost a great one, man.
Damn.
You know what I mean? And I remember exactly where I was, and we just trying to find out for people, you know, where they were and how they feeling right now. You know, it's been 10 years since, you know, Jam Master Jay, you know, got taken from us. So what do you, you know, where were you at when you first heard that Jay got killed?
I was at work.
Oh.
And I heard people talking about it.
Uh-huh.
My word. And I was like, get out of here. Then I got home and I seen the news. I was like, wow. And, you know, it was so much stuff going on with that Jam Master Jay thing. At first, they were saying that 50 Cent, because he was dealing with 50 Cent, and it was
right.
Just so much that was actually going on in that situation. But I don't care what a person's doing, for you to take their life behind their back like that, there's no explanation for it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't care what a person, you know, how much you went through in the past. Let's say your past come to haunt you, but if the past come to haunt you like that, you know, God forbid, you know what I mean? And I don't even think they caught
right.
the person.
Nah, and it's still unsolved and things of that nature. But it's just the point of the matter that, you know, I got to hang out and was privileged to hang out with Jay and running them a few times. And, you know, Jay showed nothing but love, man. He was a cool dude, you know what I mean? And it wasn't like standoffish like a lot of these, you know, so-called in their head ghetto celebs are. They like to be standoffish because they like to feel that it's all about them. And I'll say that definitely. A lot of them still think, you know, they stuck in 83 and 84 and 85, you know what I mean? And when it used to be all about them. But Jay was never like that. I hung out with them backstage at the at Run's House Tour at Madison Square Garden, man. That was like one of the times of my life. And Jay just was sitting back watching, you know, running them and Runny Ray and Hurricane and them just running around backstage acting crazy. And Jay was just in the corner chilling. You know what I mean? And it was like a real big loss for hip hop altogether, man. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like took the kind of the air out of the balloon. You know, because Jam Master Jay was one of those real, real, real dudes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just, you know, it's been 10 years, man, and how time flies. We still, like you said, we still haven't, solved this murder yet. And it's like walking around with a big, you know, empty hole. Like, somebody walking around here or somebody knows who did it.
You know what I mean? And nobody's saying nothing. So you have that much respect for Jam Master J, man, and he got taken from us, you know, and nobody knows who did it.
They know who did it, but they ain't going to come out and say who did it. For the fact, they feel like they like probably being jeopardy or whatever. You know how some people think, oh, you a snitch. And, you know, some people take it as fun that. But when you get to be an adult, you got to realize there's certain situations where, you know, things have to be said. You understand? You got to get from that lifestyle of, all right, you being a snitch. No, I'm being a grown man. I'm doing what I have to do. If something was taken wrong, then boom, that's how you got to see it. Well, especially somebody that was humble and, you know, they lived from their past and they came upon and they doing the right things and everything now. There should be no reason.
Yeah, that's true, man. You know what I mean? And I never, you know, I wanted to get into another conversation, but I never really bought into that snitching policy, because if somebody did something that affected you and was close to you, you wouldn't want to see justice brought to that person. You're just going to let them roll because on the theory of you're going to be labeled a snitch, I never bought into that. You know what I mean? I don't understand. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in today's society I really don't understand. But, oh well, if people want to wear that, then they can wear that. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like, you know, if somebody did something to my family and I know who did it, you might as well give me the snitch shirt now, because I'm telling on you. Straight like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call me what you want to call me, just don't call me. And that's as real as I can say it right now. Because, you know, I wasn't, you know, related to Jay or nothing like that, but I feel like through the music that, you know, I got to, you know him and be kind of personal and vibe with him. I have vibed with him, you know. I did vibe with him, you know what I mean? And I was like, if I knew who did it, I would tell, straight like that. And then whatever happened, I'm a snitch, so be it. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing that people, a lot of people carry with. Oh, I don't want to be labeled a snitch. But you're going to let your people just, you know, mystery and let them get taken out of here and it be unsolved? That's not cool. I don't agree with that. No way. I don't agree with that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, man, we here chopping it up, man. It's a Tuesday night. Goodness, me and my man Mike so far getting it in. Tracy 168 passed away too, man. The graffiti brother. Big up to him. Bless up to him and his family, man. Just wanted to put that out there. So what happened? You know, you survived Sandy, man. So what was you doing while Hurricane Sandy was going on?
I was in a crib with my daughter. That shit.
All right. Well, you were supposed to be.
We wasn't worried. All
right.
You know,
that's what it is.
Got everything we needed to get. You know, watch the movie. You know, and that was mainly it. It wasn't really nothing to do, you know what I'm saying? All you can do is just sit back. But it wasn't that bad.
And wait for it to pass, right?
Yeah. It wasn't that bad out here like everywhere else. Some places in the Bronx, the houses was tearing down, and it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Myself, you know, we're in the area we in.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't lose any power or anything like that?
No, the lights flickered, but when they flickered, we turned off.
Okay, no doubt. True.
Once
you got the message quick, right?
Yeah.
You got the message with the quick.
That was mainly it.
No
part.
Doubt.
All right,
so once again, it's on, you know, Tuesday night, goodness in the building, man. You got GQ Palace Sports. You got the mayor in the house. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air. If you're listening, thanks for listening. Don't be scared to press 1. You know what I mean? And get in on the conversation. We're talking, trying to, you know, share some memories about Jam Master J. And, you know, if you got a story to tell about your experience with Hurricane Thunderstorm Nor'easter Sandy, you know, you feel free to share. 646-200-3838 is the number. So, that's what we're doing. So this week, David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, he decided in his infinite wisdom that he's going to retire on February 1st, 2014. I want to big up David Stern. He did a lot for the NBA, man. He took the NBA from the tape delay game to, you know, made it a global entity that it is, you know. And I could definitely thank him for 1985 when we had the frozen envelope. I don't want to buy into that theory because I'm a Knicks fan, and that's what we got Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, you know.
But, you know, everybody saying that the envelope it was cold. That's how they knew which one it was, and that's how the Knicks got Patrick Ewing and this and that. But that was then, and this is now. He served his time as a great commissioner. He, you know, he globalized the game. It made the game bigger than, you know, it actually, you know, anybody actually ever thought it could be. Because I remember in 1980, you know, having to wait till 11:30 at night to watch the NBA Finals. It was already over, but we was watching, it was the Sixers and the Lakers. Okay? So, you know, we had to wait till the game came on tape delay. It was on tape delay back in the day. So, it wasn't nothing live about it unless you watched those Saturday afternoon games or whatever. But, yeah, David Stern, you know, really did grow the game globally and made it, you know, the international, you know, game that it is today, man. And, you know, we have to really have him to thank for that. And he had his ways about himself, you know what I mean? And but that's the commissioner. He, you know, takes charge, and he really doesn't care what nobody has to say because he's the man and he has to represent his league. So big up to David Stern. His last day as commissioner will be January 31st, 2014. So he's making his little, you know, 15 months. He's going on his little, you know, farewell tour. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to still remind people that he's still in the building. You know, but February 1st, 2014, Adam Silver will be the new commissioner of the National Basketball Association. So what do you think about the season's about to jump off. So, you know, we was putting you off all the time. You wanted to jump in with the Knicks conversation. So now it's it's about to go down. You know what I mean?
You know it's definitely about to go down now.
So what are your feelings about the upcoming season?
I think the Knicks is going to take it to places that the Knicks have never been before. It's going to be a time where Patrick Ewing is going to think about that ring now. You understand? Because in one way, I think he should have got the ring a long time ago. But I feel like the Knicks are going to take it to a whole nother level. Good gosh. I think the Knicks are going to take it to a whole nother level.
All right, when you say a whole nother level, what do you mean? Because you know Amari Stoudemire is hurt. So.
Stoudemire, he's going, you understand? They're going to work together this year. Carmelo and Stoudemire, they're actually going to work together this year. And they're going to take it to a whole different level of where the Knicks have never had been before, where they should have been when Patrick Ewan and John Stockton all of them were together. They are going to take it there. Ain't no question about it. Ain't no question about it with my Knicks. It's like everybody was doubting my Giants. I'm telling you, the Knicks is going to take it there.
Yeah, the Knicks is a different story, my dude.
Oh, you guys are saying everybody's saying about the
this
Giants.
This is a different story altogether. But I'm a Knicks fan too, so I agree with you, and I'm trying to, you know, ride out with them this season. But I'm really kind of sick and tired of the Amari Stoudemire. Is he gonna play? He's hurt. He's not hurt. You know what I mean? He's gonna get his thing together, and you know, next thing you know, he's gonna be out for 6 weeks. So I really kind of seem like he wants to, you know, start the season and ride the season, not even thinking about Amari Stoudemire. Because you know. We need to move on. We got to progress. We can't progress worrying about this guy. He, you know, one day he's hurt, the next day he's fine, and we just have to, you know, play without him. And that's the thing with the Knicks. Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony really haven't had a chance to play together. Either, you know, one of them's hurt or the other one is hurt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Stoudemire, he's been just constantly getting hurt.
Right. You know? Right.
He's been constantly just getting hurt. So it's like.
Yeah.
Like a whole different, you know.
I hear the bell, but I don't know who's calling. Help me out. Kia, welcome to the Bigger Show. What's good?
What's going on? Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Ain't nothing happening?
No,
you want to talk about this? You want to talk about the Steelers and how they gave it to RG3?
I already told you what they were going to do for RG3. That's what we talk about.
What you want to talk about, Kia?
What?
Yeah, what you want to talk
about? This is Mike.
What you
want to
talk
about, Kia?
Oh, please, Mike. We'll deal with the Giants quarterly. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it is Giants week.
There's no Giants week.
It is Giants week. Giants and Steelers
week. Giants year.
All right.
Giants year. No week, it's their year.
What?
It's their year. It's not their week.
He said it's the Giants year.
This is not the Giants year, please.
Okay. Watch next week with C come on. Mayor, watch next week with C come on. She's going to have some excuse. Oh, yeah, well,
no.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you know.
No excuse.
No matter where the Giants go, it's their hometown. Let me put it to you like that.
Well, let me tell you this right here. Y'all better bring Ben Bray. Y'all better bring him down real hard because he's not going to worry about y'all trying to bring him down.
Boy.
And y'all better make sure that we secondary, y'all, so we secondary can handle those part of those receivers.
Yeah, what?
And you know that.
You talking about your secondary? You talking about the Steelers secondary?
I'm talking about the Giants secondary, bro. Okay.
I heard it say secondary something. That's all I heard it say.
It's secondary. Secondary is kind of suspect, you know, but the Steelers secondary is suspect as well.
Right, they are, but they are the aspect that I suspect them playing kind of well lately, so.
All right. So what else you want to get into? How did you survive Sandy? Sandy, you made it through the storm and all of that?
Sandy has really destroyed up here. And you can't even get up here. You can't even get down.
Where are y'all at? Was it bad up here?
Yeah, it's bad up here. It's pitch black. They got Rayland and Lillison Cat driving this stuff and bringing it home on the end. They got West Bed Stop on the other side. But it's too black, too dark up here.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
And where are you at?
Huh?
Where you at?
I bought a West Bed in Rayland.
Good gosh.
The whole tree, the whole type tree in my house is down. The back trees are down. It's been a fire already, but ain't that you could do, but wait till everything calm down.
Yeah, that's all you could do, basically, is it's kind of like the worst part is over, and now you just got to wait for, you know what I mean, things to kind of like, you know, take care of themselves, you know what I mean, get everybody's electrical situation back and get the trees out the way and all that. So it's just, you can't do nothing about Mother Nature.
I'm not even picked up. Even though I got the game out, I still DVR my game. I can't even DVR my game for Sunday.
Yeah.
I can't even DVR and say my students went over the Giants on DVR.
I'm hearing you, Kia, but you sound a little mumbled.
I'm sorry, I can't even DVR this game. I can't even DVR this game for Sunday because power is out. And if it's like how it was Irene took us maybe 22 days to get power back on. So I don't know how long it is. 22 days.
3 weeks. Wow. You missed three.
Yep.
Wow.
22 days
That's
last
crazy.
Year. So, Reese, I can lose power. I'm not worried about power. I don't want to lose no water. Because I don't know how to lose water.
There's no way I'm going to lose water.
I'll be staying in the hotel bed. If I have to lose water, I'm going to the hotel. I'm not losing no water now. I don't know about people losing water. But I can't even DVR my games and see my Steelers later on after I go out and watch it. They come back home and shoot on them beat the Giants on Sunday. I can't even DVR the game.
Mike, I'm telling you this right now,
and I'm putting you on notice right now. Y'all are not going to do what y'all did to these other teams.
Okay.
This is a whole different breed of teams.
Put it in the air right now, my dude.
And you thinking Jason King and OC?
How many people came on and said that already?
Come on, there's a whole different team coming in here Sunday. Mike got a little undefeated streak going on here.
How many teams? There's a whole different breed he's playing on Sunday.
That defense is going to be forming ready Sunday.
You sound like
and
all of us.
Y'all don't have no corners. And all they're probably going to do on Sunday is Tug and Paul Brown and Wallace and stuff. That's all they're going to be doing Sunday. I'm not even worried about the Giants. I know one thing. I don't care how it happens.
deep down,
not,
you
all
are.
All I know is we're going to snatch y'all up on Sunday. That's all it is.
Mm. You're very worried. You're very worried. But it's all right. You
I'm
ain't
not
so worried.
Come
gonna
on.
Be right.
One thing about Phil saying, we don't worry. We make the adjustments on the watch, and I think we made the adjustments. Let me tell you one thing about, we help you back on Sunday. Y'all don't even got a book. Y'all front four is weak. They're not going to even be able to stop those running games. Have three of them back in there. Three of them. You got Redmond, Lindahl, and Bright on Sunday. You kidding me? Ain't nobody else
yeah,
played has three
no,
back
no,
like
no,
that.
No, let me explain something to you. I don't do what I'm talking.
Mike,
I just do what's supposed to be done and talk the talk because I'm off the walk
when it comes to my team.
You understand?
Every team y'all play don't have a back like ours. Every team that y'all play, they got beat. They didn't have
three backs to pound off. San Francisco didn't have a back like ours. Then down.
Come on.
When are you going to give us a break? When are y'all going to give us a break? And
are you kidding me? They only had Gore. We talk about three back-to-back, counterbacks coming in and pounding up. You know good as well y'all front four ain't take that ball.
Okay.
I don't know about all that now. Their front four is like the fiercest in the game. I don't know no other front four that's messing with them.
With
OC and Pierre Falkhorn.
Even with the Eagles winning game, make OC look like he was old and make Tuck with a Tuck was somebody taking big around that field. Couldn't get him. Don't even talk about that. No.
But then they can say the same thing about the Steelers when y'all played Tennessee and when y'all played the Raiders. What happened?
If he needs to take the penalty to Bruce Cruz, take the penalty to Bruce Cruz.
who's going to be fucking that much trash up in Pittsburgh? Because they like to hit when you come to court. So I'm not worried about pick the building. They ain't going to talk that much.
We're going to see what it is. Because, I mean, you know, the Giants is on a roll right now. The Steelers, you know, they doing their thing. They won two in a row. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but on the road, it's like, it seems like teams are just different teams. The Steelers are 3-0 at home and 1-3 on the road. So it's like two different teams. Which team is going to show up? And that was the only question that, you know, that I had. Like, which Steelers team is going to show up? Because the Giants are ready.
And the Steelers are ready. One thing about the Steelers, they made the adjustment. Because if you look at the last game, after Ike got chewed out, no penalty on Ike since the last three games. No penalty, nothing. He's clean. Make the adjustment. Play your man and stop worrying about what else going on, then we can win this game. I'm not worried about the Steelers. I'm not worried about the Steelers coming up in Giant Stadium and putting pressure on Eli, and they will put the pressure on Eli. I'm not worried about that. LeBron going to make his plan same way he did for RG3. 8 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Eight yards.
Okay. You
were not gonna run up on Pittsburgh. Are you kidding me? And they tried to play the Steelers out though. You see how they sent RG3 on that flea flicker? They sent him out to catch a pass.
Come on.
I was like, okay, you put your prize rookie in jeopardy like that against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That was a tough hit that he took too. But, that's going to be a good game. That's going
to
be one of the games of the week.
He's a receiver. He come out there, you need to tag him. I don't care how
quarterback
he's a receiver.
That's right.
You need to tag him.
That's right. And why would Shanahan
exactly
put him in jeopardy like
his
that?
His jersey looked so dirty on Sunday. Come on, he wasn't going to run on the field like that. Not up in Pittsburgh, he wasn't going to do that. He wasn't going to run like that. Their receivers were more scared of the hit they got the ball. You come in the middle, someone's going to tag you. It's just that hit. They're known for hitting these guys. You hit them. And that's why these guys are dropping these balls.
It's definitely going to be a hard-hitting game. Definitely.
Of course. You're going to punch them. My thing is punch them right in the mouth. First time, punch them in the mouth. They ain't going to talk no more. And let the game begin.
And let the game begin. That's right.
I'm not going down
Sunday 4:00.
You're going to have to lock the bring Ben down. You're going to have to lock to bring Ben down. You ain't just going to come up there and bring Ben down. You got to take a lot to bring Ben down.
That's good. You got a lot of
die hard right there.
You got a lot of hopes and big dreams there, girl. That's good.
We're talking about Ben. He's been there 3 trips to that Super Bowl. He's not going to get back to the Super Bowl. I'm not talking about any old quarterback. He's been 3 trips to that Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying that.
That Super Bowl. And one thing about him, if you don't bring him down, he will burn you. And anybody knows he will burn you. He'll make the plays keep continuing.
He extends the plays. That's true. He extends the plays and all of that. But it has been the situations where, you know, let's talk about your receivers. You know, your receivers got a case of the dropsies lately. I've seen Mike Wallace drop a couple of.
That's all taken care of. That's all taken care of.
I would hope so. Making all that money and can't catch the ball. That's the one thing I noticed about a lot of receivers, and even defensive backs. Safeties and corners and stuff like linebackers, they don't know how to catch. Nobody knows how to catch the ball no more. Everybody wants to make their little look at me and hey, I made a big play, and they want to do their little touchdown dances and little sack dances. Learn, like my man said on the movie Belly, man, learn how to handle your business first. You got to crawl before you walk, catch the ball first, and then take the ball into the end zone. A lot of these receivers and DBs and linebackers making all this money, and they can't catch. These dudes can't catch a cold. And they want to get respected and make all this money, and look at me. I'm a receiver in the NFL.
Don't
are worry. You? Last time I seen you, drop it wide open passes.
Yeah.
Call you butt fingers and whatnot.
Why was he dealt accordingly? He had no drop passes in that game in Washington. He was dealt accordingly. Because you want the money, you better make the catches.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, that's your job. You know how to catch that money when that check is being cashed. You know how to catch that. You know, so that's the only thing I'm saying. Like, if you do your job. I understand that you're not going to catch everything, but you catch the ball with your hands. And you got the ball hit you in your hands, you're supposed to catch it. That's how I was taught.
But this is
and
not
time was over. If the ball hit you in your hand, you're supposed to catch it.
Mike, if you think the Giants is going to run over the Steelers, then I know you must. You just must don't know the Steelers. So then you think you know the Steelers.
Yeah.
If you think
you're right. They're not going to run over the Steelers. You're right. They're going to steal their
hearts. They're not
going to
run over them.
They're going to steal their hearts.
Like we saw last Sunday when the Cowboys and the Giants played, it was 23-0 in the first quarter, you know. But I'm expecting a defensive battle, you know. Maybe a couple of big plays will be made, you know. But like this is one of those games, like you know, now it's starting to get down to the second half of the season, you know.
See,
played 8 weeks. Defend that. What do you say to that?
I don't need to defend that.
Home.
I don't need to defend that.
But they're going,
but
to, they're going to play the Giants. They're playing the Giants on Sunday. That means
the Giants,
that's a road game.
Wait a minute. The Giants are not that strong at home either.
But they
Giants are 3-1
at home.
They lost
either.
The first game of the season. They lost to Dallas. They lost to Dallas. They lost their first home game of the season to Dallas, and that was it.
And they made it back.
So that's all I'm saying. How do you, now, as we go around the matchups of what we've seen so far, I'm not worried about what happened 3 years
way.
Ago, 5 years ago,
mean,
and all that. We talk about
I,
what's
I
going to happen next week on Sunday.
We made the adjustment. Make the adjustment. I think we made the adjustment. My thing is,
okay.
Coming to the Giants stadium, slapping
their somebody going to be calling in a tad upset next
all.
Week.
What?
I hear you. Somebody going to be calling in a tad upset next week. And, yeah, announcement, next Tuesday, while everybody's getting out and voting, you know what I mean, the biggest show will be rocking. Yes, indeed. The biggest show will be rocking on election night, so don't get it twisted. Get the voting done early, you know what I mean, and call up the biggest show, man. The number here is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got the diehard Steeler fan Kia in the building. We got my man Mike that's holding down the Giants. So you just think that the Steelers are gonna run through the rest of their schedule?
I don't think the Steelers gonna run through the rest because I know the Steelers gonna run through the rest of their schedule.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, that's what it is. I mean, that's a fan, that's a diehard fan for you. Just like, you know, Mike, you say that the Steelers, I mean, the Giants going to win, you know, the rest of their games. There's nothing wrong with that.
I call mine like I see it. Like I said, it's going to be a close game. I wasn't really worried about yesterday. She know they're going to lose. I don't know why she just don't admit it.
Nah,
but,
you was worried. You was worried.
You
can't even front. You was worried.
I said.
You was worried. Because when it was 23-9, you wasn't worried. But when it was 24-23, you was damn sure worried.
I said it was going to be a close game.
Because I was worried for you.
Huh? I was sitting there watching that game, and I stayed after my game was finished. After we beat the Redskins, I stayed and watched that Cowboys game. I said, watch how close this game. Jordan, when you come back, in the last play, every Giant fan in there got quiet.
Got quiet, right? Yeah, that's the thing I don't like. I don't like that. You know, you was loud and boisterous when your team is winning, and when your team is losing, now you're quiet. I don't get that. But it's all good, though. It's all good. Des Bryant's fingers was too long to box with G.O.D. and all that. If the Cowboys would have won that game, you would never hear the end of it. You would never would have heard the end of that. And that was a setup. You know what I mean? The Giants, you know, it was 23-9, and the Cowboys slow-walked them. And then they came down, and that game should have never came down to that last play like that. It should have never happened. That should have never happened. So that's why you got to ask yourself, which team is going to show up? The good team or the not-so-good team?
The win, champ. You want the win, champ, Giants secondary. They will call Giants secondary down that second half. People got tired, and Cowboys burned them on it.
But it was also the coaching. Also the coaching, because at that last play, they had mad time left on the clock. It was 4th and 1. They should have ran, and they had 3 timeouts. They should have ran for the first down, got the first down, called timeout. But the Cowboys was rushing. It's like when the lights come on and everything gets bright and the situation starts to get real hectic, they don't know what to do. I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm watching the game, and I know what to do. If I'm a coach, I'm going to say, I'm going to run and get the first down, call timeout. And now you got 4 more downs to get into the end zone. So what was so hard about that? And we're amateurs, and we're watching the game on television.
And you talking
about they're getting paid millions of dollars, and then when the lights come on, everybody gets nervous all of a sudden.
I'm sitting there with these guys and looking at all that they're quiet. And if Chris Lynn in that position, he's going to pound the ball. Tyler is going to pound that ball. He ain't worried about passing. Pound the ball. Run the ball in the middle. And they got the All these Giants fans, they were quiet. Because all just a few feet in, Bryant got a touchdown.
Giants fans is never quiet. They're never quiet. Giants fans is never quiet.
You're telling me to leave. Get out here. I'm like, why are you leaving nowhere? I'm leaving. When soon as the referee comes back, he calls the touchdown. Then that's when I'm leaving.
that was his fault, and that's ridiculous. Please.
That was what?
I said that was his fault in that position, but then taking the ball down there, whole different. Whole different atmosphere.
Well, we're going to find out come Sunday. We're going to see what it is on Sunday. You know what I mean? I'm just expecting to see a good game. And, you know, if the Giants, you know, the Giants do what they're supposed to do at home, hold down their home field, and the Steelers got to step their road thing up. You know, 1-3 is not a good look on the road.
No, you got to step their 1-3 just by the Cubs win on Sunday. I don't care if I show them 1-3 on the road. They'll be showing 3 after Sunday. So what you going to say after the next weekend and go on the road to Kansas City? Oh, kid, they 2-3 going to Kansas City. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
no, but you know why? Who cares about Kansas City? Kansas City's garbage. We could get a team on after further review and beat Kansas City. So that's not even an issue right there. That's like comparing an apple to a square. Okay, you got worries about this game right here. You don't have no worries about Kansas City. That's supposed to be a W certified and bona fide. Okay, that's what you're talking about right there. And plus, that's a home game. So you're playing at home against Kansas City on Monday night.
I'm just saying.
So Monday night, yeah, your next game is a Monday night game at home against Kansas City. So are you worried about that one? No, you shouldn't be.
If you want to don't worry about our road record. Keep up. Don't worry about our road record. Knowing that we're going to Giants Stadium to win that game, I'm not worried about a road game.
All right. And I ain't mad at that. Okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm picking that game. I'm gonna pick that game. That's gonna be one of the games I'm picking. And I don't know. Somebody might be a tad bit upset. I'm not seeing that right now. I just think the Giants are on a roll. And I think this game, if the game that last week that they had, if Dallas didn't wake them up, then you know there's nothing else to be said. You know, they got out of there by the skin of their teeth. You know, and I know Tom Coughlin wasn't happy. No, I know Tom Coughlin wasn't happy. Shout out to all the people, man, that's listening to the show on the air, man, and hope everybody's getting their phone lines and all of that situated, whatever. The number to call, if you can, is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation right now. We talk a little Giants and Steelers getting ready to go down on Sunday. You got the mayor in the building. We try to do some reminiscing on the late, great Jam Master Jay tonight, because 10 years ago tonight, man, we lost him. You know what I mean? He was taken from us, snatched out, you know, and he was doing what he loved to do in the studio. And, you know, that's kind of a sad state of affairs. But it is what it is. We are where we are right now. GQ Palace Sports. You got the mayor in the building. 646-200-3838. We kind of like going all over the place with it tonight. If you got a story to tell about your situation, what happened with, you know, the hurricane, feel free to call us up and, you know, and get it in with us, man, so we could, you know, have some fun with it. You know what I mean? The worst is over. Now we've got to get back to normal now. The city is on lock. You know what I mean? It's hard to get around and things of that nature. So be thankful for small things, man. You know, probably sometime next week or the week after that, when, you know, Hurricane Sandy is a memory, everybody's going to be back to acting normal. But now everybody was on some, you know, where you at, and everybody, you know, have that same concern about people when the sun is shining. You know what I'm saying? So just don't be concerned about people when the storm is coming and when the clouds is out there. Be concerned about people when the sun is shining. So that's where we at right now. GQ Palace Sports. After further review of the building, we got a quick score update right now. Miami Heat 43, Boston Celtics 38, 7.5 minutes to go in the first half.
All
right. And we got another caller on the line. We'll say what's up, Jules? What's up, good? What's good, Jules? Welcome
what's
to the
good,
bigger show,
bro?
My dude.
I'm
what's
chilling,
happening?
Man.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Yo, man, I'm out here in BK. Shit done died down.
Okay.
Can I curse? Am I good?
Nah. We got kids listening to the show, man. All take right, it to
cool.
the take
so,
it to the PG-13 chamber.
All right, so pardon my language, man. First off,
it's
man,
all
salute.
Good.
Salute to everybody listening, man. Salute to everybody in the city. Salute to the host. You know what I mean? I'm not really digging that Ray Allen to Miami move, but we'll see what happens, man. I think Rondo one of the best PGs in the league, though, but as far as as far as all of this this Sandy goes, man, I want to definitely send my condolences out to a few folks. My girl lost a family member recently, yesterday actually, you know. So,
ooh,
it's sensitive,
yeah,
man. Like
yeah.
You know when it's approaching, you don't really take into account that, you know, your life can change. And lives definitely do change. You know, you look at it, it's just rain and wind, and it's like, yo, when you come out the other end, your life could be totally different. So,
right,
you know,
that's right, that's true.
To me, it was frivolous. You know, with a couple of days off, but now it completely changed my whole outlook. You know what I mean? Looking at the news and looking how they cover it, the Bowery, and how they covering the Breezy Point out in Queens, and it reminds me. You know, of course, the color line, you know, and going back to Katrina and all of that, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder if people take into account, you know, what it feels like to wear that shoe, or if it's just, you know, a selfish thing. So it's a lot going on, man, in my mind. But like I said, man, I just want to send my condolences out to the folks who are dealing with, you know, actual losses and not just property damage. You know what I mean?
Right.
Family and sanitation, family on Rikers, family in Con Ed, you know. So people who out there putting their lives on the line, man, for a paycheck, man, like, definitely salute to them people, man. Salute to y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
For creating a platform and giving people a chance to, you know, to call up and vent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, man. We just wanted to kind of like, you know, let people call and, you know, speak their minds. I know it's hectic. Some people still dealing with, you know, the situation, but it's kind of like a place where you can kind of like just vent, speak your mind. We keep it sports oriented, but, you know, this is a social, you know, situation right now where it affects everybody. You know what I mean? So definitely appreciate you for calling, my dude, and bless up to your people, man. And sorry to hear about, you know, the situation and things of that nature. But yeah, man, like you were saying, Rondo is one of the top PGs in the league. So who do you see coming out out of the situation at the end of June, man? I know it's a long season, but what you see coming out the East and the West?
Yo, man, I honestly, man, I'm about to start watching baseball, dude. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was really disappointed. Well,
you missed that. That was
the Giants. It's over for that, man.
They got the Tigers out of here.
I'm about to switch entirely, man. And like, I really was unhappy with the officiating last season. I really feel like they gave it to Sun.
Right.
I don't feel like he deserved it. You know, I'm like, it really turned me off. It really actually had me second guessing. You know what I mean? All of them Jordan victories we celebrated as kids. You know, and now I look back on it. You know, you buy it because you love doing.
Yeah,
Doom,
we could talk about that too. That'd be another show.
Yo, man, it's deep.
Right.
I'm looking at David Stern, side eyed, and David Stern right now, man. Seriously, yo, because. It's like, you look at the markets, man, it really, like, is Milwaukee ever going to get a chance, too? Like,
right,
never?
Right,
and
Milwaukee got a tough backcourt, too, man. Milwaukee is nice on the low, but...
One of the best. It don't
man.
Seem like it's
one
just dying.
Brandon
go
Jennings and Monte Ellis. Yep.
Like, yeah, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Some of these teams, like, this is never going to happen for them. And I guess it's like a popularity contest. And Marbury said it back in the day, you know what I mean? He was talking player-wise, but now it's really, like, market-wise. It's like... popularity contest, and I think, you know, I don't really have too much faith in the integrity of the game no more, man. I think it's sad,
okay.
But I really could
That's
care
fair.
Less, honestly. But I think, you know, if, you know, me being a skeptic and a cynic that I am, I think it's going to turn out the same way it did last year. I think L.A. got it, dude. I think with the team that they have on paper, I think L.A. got it.
You think the Lakers got it?
I mean, come on, look at their team, man. Look at that squad.
Oh,
Lord. Look at their squad, man. I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough.
Yeah.
But we,
the Lakers.
It's so many conversations that come out of that, man. You got Kobe doing this thing, who I think is the best player in the league until he decides to go home for good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think his preparation is just on point. You know what I mean? I think he really lives that life. You know what I mean? He's in L.A. He's in La La Land, and he has impeccable focus. You know what I mean? He does his thing, man. He's been in the league, what, 17, 18 years, and he's top-notch. You know what I mean? I think the
so
Knicks,
how do you think that whole situation is going to mesh with, you know, with Dwight Howard and Nash and the homie Meta World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest, and all of that.
Ron.
So how do you think that situation is going to, you know, is it going to be like December or January before they start playing like a cohesive unit?
You know, I think it starts with Kobe. I think, you know, he's always going to be the team leader. I think they have another dope floor general in Steve Nash, another cool head.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be hard. And then you have that. You don't have Phil Jackson there still, but you got Kobe who has that Phil Jackson influence,
right.
You know what I mean? So he's like, it's almost like having Chauncey Billups. When Chauncey Billups is on the court, and he's like the coach. You know what I mean? Like, you have a general like that. You have somebody who came up with the best, and dude is not a slacker at all. So I think that team, man, I think Dwight Howard's going to mature. You know, I don't see him staying there. You know, I think he might fall in love with La La Land, but I think he really wants to be in Brooklyn.
He got his sights set on somewhere else.
I
saw that last week where he was like saying that, you know, he really wanted to get the situation popping in Brooklyn, but I don't understand that. It's up to him. How come, you know, but well, we won't go there.
He was
in L.A. right
now.
Like
yellow, though, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm uncomfortable with the Shaq comparisons. I'm like, damn, but that's the
concern
again, man. I'm like, yo, he's trying to recreate that will. It's like, try to balance them books, trying to get them profits back to where they was. You know what I mean? Like, that's the one thing I don't like about the game, man. It's such a billion-dollar industry, man, that it's like, yo, it takes away from the competitive spirit because they just about making their money. And anytime
no
you
doubt.
Have so much money, you got so much influence, it's like, man, damn the game, yo. Like, cut them checks.
True. Oh, we got another caller on the line. Jay Crush, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
Oh, peace, IQ.
Peace. What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm hanging, you know, dealing with Sandy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so how you dealing with that? Is everything all right? Family's all right?
Well, yeah, everybody's all right. You know, it was backwards this time because the last hurricane, we didn't have power. Then my mother crossed the street. She didn't have power. But now it's the opposite. She don't got the power. I got the power. But everybody's fine. You know, everybody's good. Everybody's safe, you know.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So tonight we're just talking about, you know, everybody, you know, getting updates and making sure their fam is all right as far as the Sandy situation. And then, you know, 10 years ago tonight, man, we lost one of the icons, man.
Well,
that snatched away from us. And I say it like that because that's what happened. You know what I mean? Jam Master J, man. And before we get into that, oh, big rest in peace to the big homie, Tracy 168. I don't know the details behind that, man. But big rest in peace. Shout out to the homie, man. Tracy 168, man. I met him a couple times.
Rest
real, real
peace,
cool brother.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So, do you have any memories of Jam Master J that you'd like to share?
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, Jam Master J, man. When it comes to DJing, like he was definitely he brought DJing to another level. Like he coincided with the group very well. Like first, you know, with Suck MCs and It's Like That. I believe Davey B was running with Run and D. But then the first time I heard Jay was on the song Jam Master Jay. You know what I'm saying? And it was just incredible. Like, just he had, like, just his technique, you know what I'm saying? And he had a lot of different trademarks, like that, you know, he had that. And he was the first DJ I heard make the turntables talk, because, you know, my favorite Run DMC song, or at least one of my favorites, was Daryl and Joe. And, you know,
Run and D
did that thing. And at the end, it's just like they just let Jay just finish the song, and he, like, he was making it talk. And then
That's what it is.
Just him as a person, you know what I'm saying? He was just that dude. Like, I heard Russell was just like, you know, when he first came on the scene, he was like, look, all right, this how y'all going to start dressing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just came with a whole aura and just... Like, he just, you know, he had a style that had to be emulated, you know. Plus,
he had the real style. No disrespect to the cats from Queens, but Jay was holding it down for Brooklyn, you know what I mean? And he had the real, you know, the real B-boy style, you know what I'm saying? And they incorporated that into their situation, and now everybody running around with, you know, the no shoestrings and their Adidas, and you know what I mean? And Jay was just the B-boy of the crew, you know, and just being a cool dude and being a turntable wizard and being one of the real pioneers and being a cool brother besides that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, that's what I just wanted to say, man. Kind of like a piece of hip-hop was snatched away from us, man. Because I remember I was at the crib watching TV, man, and they came across the news and, you know, said Jam Master Jay got killed in the studio. Like, what? Like, you know, like, just snatch the floor, you know, snatch my tongue out of my mouth right now. You know what I mean? Snatch the floor from under me. Jay never bothered nobody.
And that's the whole point. And it's like, not only that, you know, it's like when he got murdered, it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like he's a legend, and it was like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm like, Jay, I mean, why? Like, I just can't, to this day, can't understand that. It's like, I mean, Jay ain't even, he's not about all that, you know,
right,
stuff that
right,
passes
right.
into nowadays, because we lost a lot of, you know, of our soldiers, you know what I'm saying, in the hip-hop game, because a lot of them was caught up in a lot of, like certain things. But then it's like, it's like Jam Master Jay, like, he's the last person that you would think would go like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
You know, he fed a lot of people, man. He put a lot of food in a lot of people's mouths, man. And just hip-hop on a whole, he did a lot for the culture. You know, he opened the doors for, like, many a DJ. I mean, brothers like DJ Scratch, was like one of the nicest.
Shout out to,
you know,
shout out
saying?
DJ Scratch.
He inspired everybody, man. You know, and big up to Scratch, because at the reunion, the Hit Squad reunion, they did a set, you know, honoring one, well, really Jam Master Jay, but they all had, you know, EPMD had on their fedora and their chain and their Adidas and everything, and Scratch had his on, and, you know, it was nice. You know, Jay's the man, you know, and he got to live on through us forever, you know?
That's right. So that's what we, you know, trying to, you know, it's been 10 years, man. It seemed like it was yesterday, man. And you know, we just got to keep it going, man, and keep his memory alive, man. Don't let it dwindle down to just people like, oh, yeah, Jam Master Jay, whatever. And big up to his son, man, Jam Master Jay's son, you know, doing his thing, keeping the legacy alive and all of that. So, you know, it don't stop, man. But that just one, I thought it was real, real, you know, serious that we did that tonight. You know what I mean? October 30th, 2002. Now we're here October 30th, 2012, and we haven't, you know, come any closer to finding out who really, you know, who did this, you know? And that's kind of a thing that, you know, that's kind of like leaving everybody with an empty feeling. Shout out to the whole, you know, Mizell family, Miss Mizell, Miss, you know, Jay's moms and his wife, and, you know, and all of that. So we're just trying to, you know, just talk them up, man. That's all. Keep the memory, you know, keep the memory afloat, and keep everything, you know, positive, man, and just let people know that we didn't forget about you. You know, even though this is a sports talk show, we talk in sports, but we are hip-hop influenced and hip-hop incorporated, so Jam Master Jay was one of the biggest, so we would be not doing our service if we didn't, you know, speak on, you know, Jam Master Jay. So that's where we at with it. So we're right here, the biggest show. You got the mayor in the building, GQ Power Sports. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. Tell your story about Sandy, how she affected you and your family or somebody you know. Or, you know, give a little memory about Jam Master Jay, or big up your team. You know what I mean? So that's how it's going down right now. Jules, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, yo. So, you know, what kind of influence did Jay have on you, and as far as you and your music, man?
I'm from Queens originally.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm from the other side of Queens. My girl is actually from that side. Weird thing about all of that, I actually lived down the block from that studio. I think that studio was like 89 something, and I lived on 90th behind the Queensboro Library for a while. And they eventually bought it out and renamed it Hall of Fame Studios, and I actually worked as an engineer in there for a while, man. Like,
okay.
It's a couple little 6 degrees of separation kind of thing. So I grew up down in that area. It was a really nondescript area. I didn't realize what was going on up there until, you know, until the news broke. And it's like, that's what was been happening up there all that time. Like, dude wasn't flashy about it. You never seen nobody really going in and out of there like that. You know, the Collie Block is right there. The bus terminal is right there. Dude was really just about his BI. I don't know dude personally, so I can't really speak on it. But I think everybody knows the influence. You know what I mean? Like, he was the third member. You know what I mean? Like, his name wasn't in the group, but he was the third member. Like, he held them together. Right. Like, he really showed the importance of the DJ and having I don't know the word off top right now, but he was the composer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, man. So yeah, that's what's up, man. So do you think that his influence, you know, could be, you know, shown and carried on today by today's DJs? What DJ do you see out there today besides the ones that we know about, like Scratch and Jazzy Jeff and Flash and them? The DJs today, the new jacks, that's kind of like could be that next, you know, Jam Master J, or would have that same kind of influence that Jam has.
There will be another. I don't really see it, man.
I mean, nowadays DJs, they kind of split. Like, he encompassed, like, he was a showman, but he was also a beatkeeper as well. You know, he kept the time, you know, he kept them on point, but he was also,
right,
you know, cutting and scratching.
Right.
And I think nowadays, you either a party DJ or you a DMC finalist, you know what I mean?
Mm. Or you a Serato King.
Or you a button pusher type dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
a button pusher.
you one of them, like, Who Kid type, not just taking away from Who Kid, but he call himself, you know what I mean? He's just a button pusher, you know?
A computer genius.
Yeah, like the instant replay button, like you ESPN, you know what I mean? Like you a commentator.
Yeah, that's right. Because, like, we kind of, like, the DJs that, you know, we grew up with and we respected or whatever, they kind of, like, had that thing in the back of their mind that they knew where to cut the record. They knew, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's why you put the little stickers on the records to give you their cue or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But they knew how, you know, where to cut Dance to the Drummer's beat, where to cut Bongo Rock. You know what I mean? Now, you know, with the Serato, no disrespect to the Serato DJs or whatever.
Yeah,
but if you don't have, you got DJs out here that don't need the Serato.
Yeah.
That still will go by memory. And
yeah,
that's the thing that really, like you said, it separates a DJ
uh-huh.
from a slap, you know, quote unquote, button pusher.
The people who spent their time with their records because they had to know where the record started because they didn't have any function that would just autoplay.
They didn't have any computer to tell them.
The ease of use, you know, is ill, but, you know, if you're not dedicated, then you're not dedicated. And some people, they really just about, you know, just trying to get the fame and the fortune. I think
right.
one of the young DJs, man, that I really think has a lot of potential with doing something is this kid, DJ Will Gates. Like, he's one of the best DJs that I know. You know, I've been knowing dude for a long time, and I really, like, he one of the people that started, like, had me excited to go to parties, you know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, serious hip-hop head, like, a really balanced individual. Like, I think he tours with Smoke Dizza now, you know what I mean? He did
mm-hmm.
PNC Radio and all of that type stuff. So, dude is, like, one of those guys that anytime I talk about DJs, young DJs in the city, I'm like, yo, DJ Will Gates. So, there's a couple
okay.
cats out there, you know what I mean, who be at home and studying and, you know what I mean, who do their thing, but for the
get
most they,
get
part,
get their
man,
fingers dusty. I ain't mad at that.
You know, the thing now, the big thing now with celebrity DJs, like, people just want to hear what the next person is listening to, and it doesn't have anything to do with necessarily skill or party rocking. It's just like, yo,
you're right,
you know, you're just trying to get in the mind of somebody else. It's weird
right.
nowadays, man.
I thank God that we still have brothers like Scratch around and Jazzy Jeff and Capri and DJ
A-N-O-B.
Keith and you know, it's good that they, it's good
homie
that brothers, it's good that brothers like that still around because they actually keep the art form alive, man. Because a lot
right.
of cats, don't get me wrong, I don't knock anybody that has Serratos. Me personally, I mean, it's nothing wrong with getting with the times or what have you, but if I was a DJ, I would probably just have the Serato just to have it. But me being the hip hop head I am, yo, ain't nothing gonna change. I'm gonna still be going to the party with Crate, you know.
Right. See, that's
I mean, to be able to carry your whole Crate collection in your pocket is ill.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Crazy. Yeah,
that's
that
ill. To not have to carry crates is ill, you know.
Right.
It's a time saver. It's easy on the shoulder. You know what I mean? But.
Mhm. But the technology has kind of improved and made it better. As far, like you said, you can carry your whole record collection in your pocket.
That's
so
a,
all you gotta
USB,
do is plug into the set
or
and you
hard
good.
Drive or something. Yeah.
But machines do mess up.
Yeah,
know?
Totally.
So And, you know, and that's the thing. Technology, you know, not only does it make people lazy, it just turns people into robots. And it's like, you know, if something goes wrong, God forbid, a microchip here, or just something happens, something gets erased or wiped out, you hit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
True.
So
I
call it.
That's why
I call it bilingual. I call it bilingual. I feel, yeah, get with the new, but at the same time, don't just like shove the old out.
Learn,
you know,
the history.
I think you should be able to do both.
You know what, man? Some people are like, man, they so stuck on the history that they don't want to take that next step into the technology. And then some people got the technology and don't care for the history because they think they don't need it. If you can mesh that together, then you'd be wild, dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, we get the technology and we just forget about everything that came before it. And it's like, it shouldn't be that way. Like, I'm all for technology and advancements, but you gotta meld the two, you know, because it's only gonna make you that much better.
Yep.
So I think we
gotta always say you
gotta
know where you've been to know where you're going.
Totally.
You know
totally.
What I'm saying? So exactly. Again, man, we just, you know, we here, you know, Tuesday night goodness, man. You got the mayor in the building, GQ Power Sports. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We kind of like reminiscing and vibing off the memory of Jam Master Jay tonight. We're talking about Sandy and how she affected people's families. I know people still out there, trying to get the situation back in order and all that. Shout out to everybody, man, and hopefully everybody can get the power back on and get everything running like it's supposed to be. And don't forget, man, because it could go down. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily be snow. You know what I mean? It could be rain, and it's just as fierce. So just hold your family close, man, and be thankful for for the small things. And it goes down right here. So it's almost halftime at the Heat and Celtics. It's 62-54. Miami's up by 8 points. With 2 seconds to go in the first half. It's 2 minutes to go, and Washington and Cleveland. Cleveland is up 88-82. So that's your quick update, score update, GQ Power Sports, after further review how we get down. So, yo, Jay Crush, you got the Zulu Nation anniversary going down next week. You want to throw a couple words in there before we get in on that?
Well, you know, again, happy 39th. You know what I'm saying? Happy 39th anniversary to the almighty Zulu Nation. And happy 39th to the hip-hop culture.
Yes, sir.
You know? And it's going to, we got Live Nation this time that's working with us on the anniversary. So, you know, big up to Live Nation. Big up to Ness. You know, he's been breaking his neck for this anniversary. And
okay.
Of course, big up to Papa Bam always because
yes, sir.
You know
respect Bam Bottom
him,
all
none
day.
Of this, and none
right.
of this would be possible. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
speaking
right.
of speaking of DJs that really like is inspired, it's definitely Papa Bam and Kool Herc and Grandmaster Flash. You know what I'm saying? Those are definitely the forefathers when you talk about. Mm-hmm. Two record players, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Two turntables, man. No one does it better, and they still get it in. They still get it in. I recently was with Bam and Jazzy J and them at was it the Highline Ballroom at the end of September. They did a little joint, a tribute to the Roxy, and boy, did they go in. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Shout out to Jazzy J, Aki Jazzy J, Aki LG. Zulu Beat, Papa Bam.
Oh, yeah, Cut Man, LG.
Uncle
shout
Red.
Out to Cut LG. Shout out to Red
Uncle
Alert.
Red.
Shout out to Theodore. Right
yep.
up. Still out.
Out. They was
That's
in the
what
building.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. So, yeah, so next week, man, we're going to chop it up a little bit about the Zulu anniversary. Then we're going to come back on and we're going to talk about what happened, when we're down, and all the fun that was had and all of that good stuff right there, because the Zulu Nation anniversary is definitely important and it definitely needs to be supported. You know what I mean? Regardless of, you know,
no question.
What, you know, where you land at in the hip-hop / rap situation, you know, the Zulu Nation anniversary is always about, you know, peace, unity, love, and having fun. And I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to getting it in again and building with the brothers and seeing my man Jay Crush and everybody else who I've seen since the last anniversary. So it's definitely going to go down. We here in the building. GQ Power Sports, one more time, 646-200-3838 is the number.
and you can press 1 to get in on the conversation. That's how it's going down tonight. So, like I said, we just doing a little reminiscing. We're just passing the mic around a little bit. Jam Master Jay and Sandy and things of that nature. So, Jules, let's get into what do you see going on as far as in regards to the season, basketball season this year?
Basketball season?
Yes, sir.
Man, I think, honestly, you know, I like to root for the home team, man. You know what I want to ask? I don't want to change the subject. What is it? Who is it? Is it De'Ron or is it Chris Paul?
In regards to what?
In regards to the top point guard in the league.
Woo! Is it De'Ron or Chris Paul?
They say Chris Paul is number one. I think I pretty much agree with that, as long as D. Rose is out.
Right.
But I want to know.
I like Derrick Rose. But
I like
Derrick
Rose, but as long as he's out, though.
Right. So what about Kyrie?
Kyrie is dope. Kyrie's young, though. I think Kyrie, we could be talking about Kyrie in another year or two, but
okay.
I think he's still on the come up. I think De'Ron and CP are a little more established, so it's a fair more comparison.
So you wanna put so you say your top PG is De'Ron. What about Rondo?
Nah. I'm going with CP. I don't really understand what everybody
sees
in De'Ron.
Oh, you going with CP, my bad.
Strong dude. I think he's built well, but I don't really see, you know, where everybody feels like he's the best point guard in the league.
Hey, I don't mean to cut the bill short, but I got to slide up out of here, fellas.
Yo, thanks
you know,
for calling,
like,
my dude.
I like
appreciate
to thank
you all
IT
the time, man.
Thanks for having me on. You know,
yes,
thanks
sir.
For having me on. I'm going to definitely chime in next Tuesday as well. You know
yes,
saying?
Sir.
We
and I'm
going to
definitely
bill,
see
you
at the Zulu anniversary. We definitely going to chop it up at the anniversary.
No
All
question.
Right, thanks for calling, my dude.
Peace, guys.
No doubt. Thanks for having
Peace.
Me. Peace, fellas. Later.
All right, so Jules, so you were saying your man is CP3, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's what I said. I'm kind of with you on that. As long as Derrick Rose is out, it's kind of like, you know, it's like whatever. You know, you got your Steph Currys, you got your Ricky Rubios, you know, you got your Russell Westbrooks, you still got your Tony Parker.
You got your Brandon Jennings.
Brandon Jennings, you know what I mean? You know, and one name that nobody talks about, and I'm going to say his name, and John Wall. Michael, you know, he got the situation in Washington. He got drafted, and nobody talks about him. So I don't want to hear, you know, people say, well, he's playing on a bad team. He's playing on a bad team. A lot of these point guards are playing on bad teams, but they're still doing their numbers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the point.
I think he rubbed
so,
people
I mean,
the wrong
you don't hear
way,
about,
man.
Go ahead.
I think he just rubs people the wrong way, man. I haven't really.
John Wall.
I think the one thing about him was he got exposed last year during that Jeremy Lin game with Lin just put the beats on him, and he turned into a one-on-one player. And I think that's the main knock on him is that, you know, he might have a little bit too much pride to pass the rock, you know what I mean, and let somebody else get it done. I think he wants to do it so bad that sometimes it hurts his team. Like when I watched that game with John Wall, with Jeremy Lin, and someone was giving it to him, like he was coming back trying to one-on-one, and it was like he forgot that he had a uniform, you know what I mean?
That you were in the NBA, right, and it don't go down like that. I hear you.
He's an incredible player. I watched him, he went to Kentucky, right?
Yeah, he went to Kentucky.
He did his thing in Kentucky, man. It might take a little bit long for him. He's definitely got the talent. He definitely got the skill. He can work on his jumper a little bit, but, you know what I mean, dude, he's young, man. Like, I think, you know, sometimes people see that these kids, they're professionals, yeah, man, but we still people, you know what I mean? We still got a lot of learning.
That's right.
You know, that to do.
That's
you know
right.
I mean? Like, nobody's perfect. I don't want to take too far down that road, but everybody got room for it.
Nah, but go ahead, sir. I hear what you're saying, and it kind of like, you know, they give you all this hype and give you all this, you know, rigmarole when you're doing the college basketball thing, but then when you get into the NBA and you find that's a whole different situation. But some of those cats can still keep that level of consistency up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, you know, you got your whereas Rondo, he came from Kentucky.
Yeah,
you know,
but he wasn't Rondo
was
one
nice.
Pick, though, you know? Like, he was able, we didn't know who Rondo was before, you know, the big three came around, and then he turned into one of the big three. through that development, through being around, you know, them other veteran players, through having KG, through having, you know, Paul Pierce, and then you got Doc Rivers as your coach, you know what I mean?
Another guard, right, that's right.
Ain't no way nobody going to let John Wall sit on the bench, you know what I mean, for 2 years, you know what I mean, and that dude get battled it out with Sebastian Telfair. Like, that's unheard of, you know what I mean? So some people just... some people just you know, a lot of pressure, like, you know, and I think he's one of those people, man. But at the same time, you know, some people love it. Some people ask for it. I think he's definitely one of the people who ask for it, but he's just not handling it correctly on the court. He ain't got no off-court problems.
Okay.
He don't open his mouth. You don't ever see him in the news, you know what I mean? But he just got to learn to pass the rock a little bit, you know?
That's true. What do you think Jeremy Lin is going to do down in Houston? And how do you feel about that Harden trade?
Yo, I was just talking to Jay Zone about this Harden trade. Yo, I send Houston J.R. Smith and Steve Novak for Harden right now. Straight up.
So you say the Knicks would give, you say if you was the Knicks, you would give Novak and J.R. Smith to Houston for Harden?
I think James Harden
would sound like a bad deal, man.
I think he would fit beautifully on his team, man. Him and Melo, I think him and Melo would push each other. I think between him and Melo, like, Melo don't got to have the rock. I think J.R. Smith is thinks he's T-Mac, you know what I mean? Like, Yo, when they signed him, I was done. I was tight because I felt like they were going in a really good direction. Taking it back, I love Novak, but I could part with him for the sake of James Harden.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to get that in return. Taking it back to Jeremy Lin, though, I think he messed up signing that second half with that extension or whatever they put in him. And he, as much as he wanted to stay, like, wasn't nobody going to take that chance on him with that much bread. Like, it's too much division in the locker room. I think he's a supremely intelligent player. I think he's a great point guard. I'm not great. I think he's a really good point guard. I think he's going to do well in Houston, honestly. I think he's going to do well. I like the kid, man. All
right. No doubt.
What do you think about
Jeremy Lin?
Versus Raymond Felton.
I mean, I never really got caught up in the Lin Sanity. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks fan, you know, through and through. You know what I mean? But I never got caught up in the Lin Sanity situation because, first of all, the Knicks never really had a chance all last year, even though the lockout shortened season, to play together. When Carmelo was out, Amari was in. When Amari was out, Carmelo was in. So it never really got to be cohesive. They never really got a chance to gel. And another thing, I think, is when people found out who Jeremy Lin was, because he's a dribble killer. He kills his dribble. He's quick to kill his dribble. When he picks his dribble up, it's over. Once they found out that about Jeremy Lin, you know, they started to expose him a little bit. And like you said, he does his numbers. But I don't think that he was in a situation that was called for him to be the man. Because when Carmelo came back from the injury, it wasn't about Jeremy Lin no more. It was about Carmelo Anthony. It was about Jeremy Lin facilitating the offense to Carmelo, getting Carmelo the ball. Yeah. So it wasn't about him being the man, because when Carmelo wasn't there, they ran Jeremy Lin and Amari Stoudemire ran the pick and roll beautiful. Mm-hmm. The pick and roll was lovely. It was a lovely thing. Mm-hmm. But when Carmelo came back to the situation, now you got Carmelo's the scorer. So we got to make sure that the ball is in his hands at all points of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's Jeremy Lin's job as a point guard to distribute the basketball. But Carmelo wasn't scoring the basketball.
Nope.
You know what I mean? And another thing, as a Knicks fan, I'm not happy with the fact that they, you know, let the confetti out the ceiling after one playoff win in 11 years. That's another thing that I kind of like was like, I'm bugging. What is that about? You know what I mean? You got to crawl before you walk, man. And I think that Jeremy Lin should have played in the playoffs last year. He played late, but he should have played earlier than that. And I think that was one of the factors in, you know, the Knicks saying that we don't need him. Let him go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like you said, he was waiting to sign that big money. He knew somebody was out there was going to take a fly out on him.
You knew that.
You
wouldn't play them games with your knee either if you knew you had money like that coming to you. You
know
what I mean?
You knew it was coming. Yeah. So, you know, it all comes out in the wash, man. And I just think that Jeremy Lin is going to be who Jeremy Lin is now. You know, because a lot of people saying when he first, you know, when the Houston Rockets deal first came across, it was like, well, he's one of the top point guards in the West. I was like, really? So y'all just going to push Russell Westbrook and Tony Parker you know what I mean, to the sideline now because of Jeremy Lin is in the West. Come on,
yeah.
Yo.
I think,
you know what I mean?
And not
for nothing. Tyreek Evans, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's mad point guards in the West. And now you just going to throw Jeremy Lin in the mix like he's the be-all, the end-all, and it's not going to happen.
I think the dope thing,
you know,
about Jeremy Lin is his decision-making skills, man. That's what separates
yeah.
him from a lot of folks, in my opinion. Like, he just watching him, yeah, he picks his dribble up, he jumps in the air, you know what I mean, unnecessarily,
right.
and he gets stuck,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? But I think he made some really good decisions, you know, at the top of the key, you know what I mean? Like, on the run,
right.
you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm,
he had good floor vision. And
yeah.
I think, you know, you say what you want about, you know, Carmelo not being there, but there are a lot of people who you could just stick on a team full of nobodies, and that run that he was on, I don't think anybody, and just anybody could have that run. Like, the kid obviously got game, you know what I mean? And people had time to prepare for him, you know what I mean? People
right.
had four quarters of game to play against him, and they still couldn't figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, he embarrassed Deron Williams. He embarrassed John Wall. You know what I mean? These are professional players. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people say, oh, they don't know who he was and this, that, and the third. But I think the kid is talented, man. I think the kid is talented. I think he'll do better in Houston. And, you know, he don't got the New York paparazzi on him. And he ain't got the crown on him no more. So I think he'll do better in Houston. But I don't think, you know, he's going to the Hall of Fame just yet. But he has a good little core. He got James Harden. I think as long as he has somebody to pass the rock to and his passes mean something, then he's going to be all right, man.
Okay, so I mean, yeah, I mean, Jeremy Lin is going to be who Jeremy Lin is. He's down in a situation now where, and I think Houston was kind of like the perfect vibe for him because
yeah.
they needed somebody to replace Yao Ming.
Word.
You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you got this new market that you opened up, and you got this 7'5" guy that's good, you know, and shout out to Yao Ming, man. I hate to see him, you know, have to retire because of his knees or whatever.
Yeah,
but
word.
They needed that gap filled now. You got this new market that you just opened up. And now you got nobody to represent that market. So I think it was a perfect match that, you know, he went down to Houston. And, you know, shout out to Jeremy Lin, and I hope he does his numbers down there. You know, and you know, he got James Harden now, and Harden, you know, probably, you know, he comes from that championship pedigree. He was in the finals last year. So hopefully a little bit of that can rub off on
Jeremy
Lin. He got
a gold medal,
like, well, yeah, he got a gold medal. Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, that could rub off on him a little bit, you know, and I'm dying to see those matchups when he goes in against, you know, Russell Westbrook and Tony Parker and you know, the other point guards out there in the West. But, go ahead.
Do you see James Harden staying in Houston when his contract expires?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But we got – hold on for 1 second, Jules. We got another call on the line.
Hey,
Wise Intelligent, what's good, my dude? Welcome to the bigger show.
What's good? What's good?
Peace.
Yeah, peace.
Hey.
It's on you, my dude. We just reminiscing right now. We're talking about, you know, throwing a little memory of Jam Master J because, you know, 10 years ago tonight he got taken away from us, man. So we just kind of like reminiscing on that and talking about, you know, this Hurricane Sandy situation and making sure everybody's safe and good. And we just, you know, we just vibing out, man. That's what we're doing tonight, man. So besides the point that you got me by 2 games in the picks, but we'll get into that later. But you got a memory of Jam Master J you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, we were label mates, you know?
Yes, sir.
Teachers at Run DMC, we were both signed to Profile Records, you know, so
okay.
I would see them from time to time, you know. I ran into the brothers and we would talk, you know. You know, Jam Master J, I mean, that's one of the biggest losses hip hop has suffered, man. I mean, Jam Master J was the flyest DJ in the history of DJing. I mean,
yes, sir.
Jam Master J made everybody want to DJ, man. He was the epitome of what fly was, you know. And, you know, it was just a horrible loss, man. Horrible loss, you know what I mean? And it's still, you know, and not only that, you know, he brought some real powerful groups to the fore, like Onyx. Onyx was a group
mm-hmm.
that came through Jam Master J. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, it's a lot with an individual that big, and he was a giant. I mean, he was a hip hop giant. You know, and that's how he should be remembered and recognized, man. I mean,
right? That's right. That's what I'm saying. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like tonight, man, we just kind of wanted to kind of like, you know, let people know that we didn't forget, man. You know what I mean? Because I, like I said, 10 years ago tonight, I was sitting in the crib, man, watching TV on a Humble, and then you know the news came across the screen on the 10 o'clock news. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Couldn't believe it. Was stunned. You know, and I know the heart was snatched out of a lot of people, man, and just wanted to kind of, like, talk about it, let them know that we didn't forget, man, even though, you know, they're carrying the legacy on and things of that nature, but it affected a lot of people, man, and I just wanted to, you know, get some thoughts from some, you know, from some heads on how it affected you and how his legacy should be remembered and how people, how do you think his legacy is being, you know, carried on today?
I didn't even know that
you guys were label mates. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were in a couple meetings at the label together, you know what I mean? We would see them a lot, and then we would stop and talk on Broadway, you know what I mean? Going up to 740 Broadway to the office and all, you know what I mean? We would run into those brothers and we would talk. You know, I remember when we first came out, Rock's Funky Joint was popping, and those, you know, stopped us on Broadway, like, yo, production is crazy, dude. You know what I mean? They were just, you know, bigging us up. You know what I mean? And just, you know, something that was just overwhelming for us. You know, being a young
right.
group, new group, just coming out. And, you know, he got Jam Master Jay and Run DMC telling you, you know, that you ill. You know what I mean?
Right, like right, right.
That, you know, these the dudes that made you throw on the Lee suits. You know what I mean? And,
yep.
and come
yep.
and move
yep.
the way you moved, you know what I mean? So
yep.
it was like, yo, you know, and here this dude, you know, lose his life the way that he did is just, you know, it's just one of those things.
Did Poor Righteous Teachers and Jay ever collaborate on anything? You guys ever get a chance to, you know, even talk about getting together on any tracks or any music or anything like that?
Nah, we never really got a chance to really get into the collab thing. I know at one point they were talking about getting some production done from by
right.
camp, you know, but and just as far as it went, you know, wow, yeah, man. It's one of those things, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Definitely appreciate you calling, man. And
yes, sir.
You know, chopping up with us. So everybody's good, man, on your side, man, as far as with the Sandy situation and all that?
I mean, you know, my immediate, you know, family, you know, we good. You know, the power didn't go out at our spot.
Right.
I mean, but my extended family out in the community, I mean, they, you know, power's still out to a lot of people, you know what I mean? The school, the Garvey School, the power is out there. They don't know when they're going to be able to get the power back on. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we still going through it. You know, we're still going through it, just trying to make sure everybody come out of this thing, you know,
right.
the way they went into it.
Right, no doubt. So, yeah, man, so definitely thanks for calling, man, and hang out. We're going to be on here for a few more minutes. I'm going to do this picks thing. I'm kind of, like, trying to catch you, man. I'm catching you, but I'm right behind you, my dude. I'm looking on your heels. I'm right there, my G. I did the update. I'm like, look, I'm still behind this dude by one game. And I gotta catch you, man.
The Jets are garbage
material. They showed it this week against Miami, man. They didn't even show up. They didn't even show up. And I kicked them this week too, man. That's terrible,
Jets, man. They killed me. Yeah.
No doubt.
I have a hard time against the home team, man. But they, man, they made me look silly the week before last, because they went out and squeaked out, and then it's like you go to pick them, and then they bomb again, man. Like,
yeah. I mean, you don't know what team. I mean, personally, I just think that, you know, they talk about, you know, coaches that's on the hot seat or whatever. They talk about Andy Reid and, you know, with the Eagles or whatever. They talk about North Turner with the Chargers. I'm thinking, why are they leaving Rex Ryan's name out? Because I think Rex Ryan should be really, you know, on the hot seat. Because, all right, you know, you look at them now and look at them 2 years ago when they was talking about they going to win the Super Bowl and, you know, this and that. That's all you heard. And they want to be, you know, and they were on their way to something. They had something going, but as soon as they got it, they lost it. So
yep.
I think that they, you know, kind of should kind of, like, reevaluate their situation They don't have anything going on at quarterback. They don't have anything going on at running back. They don't have anything going on at receiver. Nope. And, you know, and now Revis is out for the year. So what's really going on with the Jets? You know, so like you said, the Jets are on not pick status for the rest of the year.
You know what, though, man? Like, if they had something going on at running back and they had something going on at receiver, the quarterback situation wouldn't be as suspect as it was. But it's like, dude is just not an elite quarterback. He's an okay quarterback, you know what I mean? But he can't do anything with what he got because he's just not a playmaker like that.
Right.
Neither one of them
right.
are, you know what I mean? But
right.
I think his separation is suspect too, though, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the beginning, I never liked Mark Sanchez from the beginning. You know what I mean? And you know, he has his moments, but he's not consistent with it. And if you're not going to have consistent play at quarterback, then what do you have? They brought, you know, they kicked the tires on Peyton Manning. You knew Peyton Manning wasn't coming to play for the Jets. But that was kind of like supposed to be a wake-up call for Mark Sanchez, like, yo, we could get you out of here. Because I think that was the situation. He was too relaxed. He didn't have nobody coming in there challenging him from the job. So he knew going in that he was going to be the quarterback. Okay? Now, I don't know what they were thinking about with this Tim Tebow situation. That's another situation where they put their foot in their mouth. Okay, what did you get Tim Tebow for if you wasn't going to play him?
Yeah,
okay, so like, what are you telling your fan base if you don't have a quarter? If you got, let's just say, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. So, I mean, you know, go ahead.
I mean, it's really bad over there, man, especially when you got Hall of Famers like Joe Namath texting you, telling you to not put that dude in the game. I mean,
yeah. And what do you, if you're the Jets, Wise, if you're the Jets, what do you do at this point in the game? What do you do, you know, you're week eight, you know what I mean? What do you do at this point? Do you let Sanchez play, or do you, you know, think about putting Tebow in the game? Because, you know, the lesser two evils, what are you going to do?
I mean, I'm going to have to let Sanchez play. That's just me. I mean, those are the two. I'm thinking the lesser of two evils, I think.
What about the kid from Alabama they got, or LSU they got down there?
McElroy.
McElroy,
right?
He was Alabama,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might have to start saying, he got a national championship under his belt, man. See what he could do, man. Like, he can't be worse than Tebow.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to try something. Tebow ain't the option. I mean,
you gotta
Tebow
try something,
not the option, man.
Right?
But I mean, if you put Tebow in, if you replace Mark Sanchez with Tim Tebow, you're pretty much telling everybody that you forfeit the rest of the season.
Right.
You know
that's
what
right.
I mean?
That's true.
If you keep Sanchez, what you're saying is you're not willing to change and try nothing new. So it's like,
that's,
you know.
So what do you do?
So
you know
what
I'm saying?
I think that kid McElroy, get that kid a shot, man. Give him a chance. See what he could do, because they don't have no other options, and ain't nothing going to change.
The season is not over. That's why I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, because there's been seasons where the Jets are 2-5, and, you know, they won the division, and they made the playoffs, you know what I mean? So they're 3-5 right now. So the season's not over. So
yeah,
when you have a bye this week. Go ahead.
If New England win another one and then the Jets lose another one, you can forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they don't buy the time. They got to do what they got to do. They got to do what they got to do. If you know, they're 3-5, it's not over. It's not like they're 2-6 or 1-7. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got a chance to, you know, surprise some people. They got a bye this week, and week after next they play. The Jets play at Seattle, which is probably going to be another loss. You know what I mean? Then the week they play at St. Louis. So the schedule is not tough, but it's just like you got to can you win a game? And then they got the Patriots on Thanksgiving. So,
I
don't know
what that one right now.
We're going to go into that. As a matter of fact, we're going to do our picks right now. We got three games that we pick every week, man, here on the air. And we do we pick the whole schedule, man, on after further review. So the game that we're going to go into the first game that we're going to do for the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers going into MetLife for playing the Giants. So who you like in that game, Wise?
Giants.
Jules, who you like?
Giants.
You like the Giants? So we got
Eli,
Wise, got the
Eli,
Giants.
Eli going in this year, man.
Yeah, I think that it's going to have to be a clean sweep across the board on this one. I think I'm going to have to rock with the Giants because the Giants are at home. And like we was talking about earlier with the Stone Cold Steelers fan, shout out to Kia, Pittsburgh's a different team on the road. So I'm hoping that the Giants can really, I'm looking forward to a good game. That's what
That's
I want to
point,
I want to see a good game. And I think the Giants are going to pull it out. So I'm going to roll with the Giants on this one. The second game of the week that we're going to pick, let's go with Carolina at Washington. So Cam Newton against RG3.
I'm RG3 for the rest of the year, dude.
RG3, this is Jules. You RG3 for the rest of the year?
RG3 for the rest of the year, man. Like, that kid is good, man. Cam
yeah,
went a slump. I don't know what's
RG3,
going on with
yeah.
Cam.
RG3 is, I mean, dude is something that came down on the media.
Right.
And I know Carolina's defense is easy to eat. You can eat
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah, you're right.
But going out on the line and I'm rocking with Cam.
Okay, you rocking with Cam. I see you.
Rocking with Cam.
So I'm gonna give this one to RG3 for the simple fact that they're at home. That's the only reason I'm gonna give it to RG3 because they're at home. Yeah, that's the only reason. If they were on the road, it might be a toss up game. The third game that we're gonna rock out with this week is the Eagles and the New Orleans Saints. That's the Monday night game. It's in New Orleans.
Yes.
Who you got, Roz?
Saints.
He said somebody. What somebody said? Yikes!
Yo, I might have to take that because they got home logic, man.
Okay.
I think
you gonna
Philly,
take that.
I don't know what's up with Philly, man.
Yeah, this might be the beginning of the end for real.
For the dream team, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for the dream team. That's right. The beginning of the end because New Orleans defense is heavily suspect. And if Michael Vick can't do nothing, I mean, it's indoors. It's not like you have no elements to deal with. You know what I mean? You got a fast track. So, and if there's any time that you need to show and prove, is you need to show and prove now. Because I thought he was going to do it last week when they played the Falcons because that was his old team and they had a point to prove or whatever. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. So now we're going to move on to. Excuse me.
I think all them emotional homecoming games is overrated, especially if you spend time away. Like nobody in Atlanta cares about Michael Vick.
It's just another game, right?
Matt Ryan came in and made everybody. He made a cool transition, man. Like he's doing his thing.
But you know what about Matt Ryan? I mean, I'm sleeping on the Falcons right now. I'm sleeping on the Falcons right now because they do the same. They're gonna end up like 13-3, 14-2, and it's all gonna come down. All the pressure is gonna be on them in the playoff game. They're like the Yankees.
Yeah.
They threw all their numbers in the regular season, and when the lights come on for the playoffs, they don't show up.
Absolutely.
So that's why I don't really put any credence into what the Falcons are doing because they got a squad built to win Super Bowls. They got the defense is the truth, okay? He got a running game, you know what I mean? Michael Turner. You got Jacquez Green. You got the receivers on the outside that's doing their numbers. So Roddy White, and then you got a tight end. So how can you lose? So they do 14-2 in the regular season. Then when the playoffs come, they score 2 points. Come on, yo! I believe that when I see it. As far as the Eagles and the Saints game, I'm probably gonna kill myself for this, but I'm gonna take the Eagles.
Take them seriously.
I'm gonna take the Eagles. I'm gonna ride out with them for one more week, man. I'm gonna ride out with the Eagles for one more week. Cause I'm trying to have some faith in Michael Vick. Cause I hate to see it, but it's turning into a Donovan McNabb situation.
You pick him with your heart, man, and that's the wrong way to go, man. That's how your record get all messed up. Anytime I start picking
you
with my emotions, man,
I'm guilty.
I hear you. You're right. I've been picking a lot of games this year on my heart. That's right.
I'm going New Orleans with this one, man.
You gonna go with New Orleans?
I want LeSean and I want Deshaun and I want these guys to do well, man. But I don't think.
Right.
I think they too hurt. Anytime your quarterback got to walk around for 7 days with a football in his hand, like as a challenge.
Taking it back to the elementary days,
man,
the Brady
like,
Bunch days,
on,
right?
Dude.
That's true. Yo, one more again, man, before we get out of here. We got like 10 minutes left for the bigger show, man. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation, man. It's a good one tonight, man. We was chopping it up about the big homie, Jam Master Jay, rest in peace. And everybody was, you know, telling their stories about Sandy and things that they dealt with the weekend situation. So, yeah, we picked the Giants and the Steelers. We picked the Panthers and the Redskins, and we picked the Eagles and the Saints. So we got 10 minutes left, man, and usually about this time we take it around the horn and let everybody, you know, get their little last words in for the week or whatever they want to say, any shout-outs they want to do. So I'm gonna set it off, my man Jules. I'm going to let you do what you do, man, for a couple minutes. Any shout-outs, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
It's regular. The
floor is yours, B.
I'm going to keep it short. Just pretty much, you know, just big up to everybody that called in today. You know,
right.
I love the conversation. I'm definitely going to tune in again next week.
Thank you, man.
You know me, I enjoy the camaraderie on Facebook and all of that, you know, and the entertainment that goes back and forth. And I'm a little above 500 right now, so I'm feeling good and patting myself on the back.
But
I'm about to boycott NBA, like, for good.
Ooh.
And that's pretty much it, man. Shout out to Bucktown and all of that. We got, actually, November 16th, we got public assembly for the homie Shabam Sadiq, release party and be on stage, me, Verbal, and Guap.
Shout out to the homie Verbal, man.
Word.
Shout out to
Soulful
Verbal,
Shaq.
Shout out to Mike Hand, shout out to
Mike
Tony
Hand,
Steel, shout out to
Joe
Hope
Chris,
Bootcamp.
Steel, Sin, yeah, check.
Yes, sir.
I'm tripping. I'm Mike Tyson out right now.
Mike Tyson, Sean Price, yes, sir.
Yeah,
the big homie.
Be active, man. So, you know, I just, anybody who online, who got some web access and some Wi-Fi, man, just log in and, you know, check out. We on Bandcamp and all that. We on Twitter. So, you know, a lot of entertainment things going on over there, man. I'm signing out.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for calling. Yo, Wild, you with us?
Thanks for having me, dude.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Anything you want to say before we get out of here, man? This is your turn.
Mean, big shout out to After Further Review. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Sports shows in the world. You know what I mean? Online.
Appreciate it, man.
You know what I mean? And, you know, in the Hip Hop Gods Tour, you know what I mean? Pay attention, get involved, come out, check it out. It starts November 28th. First date is Washington, D.C., at the 9:30 Club. So everybody down there in D.C., remember that Hip Hop Gods Tour. That's Public Enemy, Wise Intelligent, X-Clan, and a lot of other cats, you know what I mean, on this joint. You know what I mean? It's going somewhere everywhere. D.C., New York, Virginia, Boston, Indianapolis, Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, everywhere. Utah, Aspen, Colorado, San Diego, Los Angeles, you know what I mean? So, you know, you can go online and follow that tour. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
All right.
Really, no doubt, man. Really appreciate you calling, man, and checking in with us, man. And make sure you be on point with your picks, man, because I'm creeping on the come up, man. Real talk,
man.
I'm creeping on the come up, my dude.
All I got to do is stop going for the Jets. Stop getting just, don't pick the Jets. I'll be all right.
That's what it is. So, yeah, all man, right. We here. We got a few minutes left. Thanks for calling, my dude. For real,
yes,
for
sir.
Real, man. And I appreciate you, man. And looking forward to you calling again. Again, man, you know, we here. The mayor's in the building. GQ Palace Sports, another good one, man. We got like 8 minutes left, another good one. I just want to say, man, NBA season is jumping off tonight. Everybody, you know, do what you do, man. Enjoy your season. And, you know, root for your team. You know what I mean? And I think that you need to start now. Don't wait till, you know, May or June when your team has got, you know, clinched the top seed. Now you like your team. You know what I mean? That kind of like tells us who you are. Quick score update right now. We got our first final of the season. Cavaliers 94, the Wizards 84. That's our first final of the season. Getting ready to go side check out the box right now. The Heat and the Celtics still going down. Let's see, we had Anderson Varejo for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He had 9 points and 23 rebounds. How'd that work? He had 9 points and 23 rebounds. Our man didn't even play tonight, Jules. Our man, he must, yeah, he hurt. That's right, he hurt. Oh, the rookie
John
Bradley
Wall, right?
Beal. Yeah, Bradley Beal, he played tonight. He started. And he had 8 points, man. He played 22 minutes. He had 8 points, 2 for 8 from the field. You know what I mean? So he's that dude they got from Florida. So he started tonight, had a pretty decent game or whatever. Emeka Okafor, he had 10 points, 25 minutes, 4 for 10 from the field or whatever. But for the Cavs, Kyrie, he did his numbers. He had 35 minutes. He had 29 points. So he did his thing. Yeah, he did his thing. And the kid, Deion Waiters from Syracuse, you know what I mean? He had 17 points. He started. So, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers got a little situation going on, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention Keisha Cole's husband, Daniel Booby Gibson. Yeah, Booby in the building. He had 16, he had 10 points. He had a little 16 minutes off the bench or whatever. So we got our first final in. And right now the Miami Heat, 81. The Boston Celtics, 72.
Damn.
With 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third. Yeah, they down by 9 with 3 minutes to go in the third. So, yeah, man. So, once again, shout out to the San Francisco Giants for winning the 2012 World Series.
Right.
That made me even madder how they swept through Detroit, man, because I didn't figure the Yankees. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, the Yankees would have showed up halfway. We would have did our numbers against the Giants. But it's all good, though. Shout out to
so.
San Francisco Giants. Is you crazy? The Giants,
I don't think so.
We would have did the Giants dirty, man.
Nah,
we would have did the Giants
down,
dirty.
It was over.
We would have, yeah, when Jeter went down,
when Jeter broke
his ankle, man, that took the whole air out of everything.
Yo,
it wasn't
everything.
Even interesting no more. Right. It wasn't even interesting no more, man.
A-Rod, like, what's going on with A-Rod?
A-Rod is just that. A-Rod is, you know, I think that he got exposed once, you know, the steroid situation became prevalent with him.
I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you said it before I did, but that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, because, you know, A-Rod is, you know, he, and I always said this about A-Rod, you know, A-Rod is kind of like trying to steal the shine from Jeter.
Yep.
But Jeter does stuff that A-Rod wouldn't dream of doing.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So
nope.
I just think that, you know, A-Rod, you know, is now just going to be another guy. And my name for him wasn't A-Rod. My name for him was like C-plus Rod. You know, because the numbers that he was giving us,
it's
he was
nothing.
Putting up crazy numbers with Texas. He was putting up crazy numbers with Seattle. That's why we wanted him. But now he came
on,
to New York
he was
and what
on
happened?
That too.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
show.
Man. Yes, sir.
He got his numbers and he deflated.
No doubt.
He
shout out to
when he was in Seattle, he wasn't never that big. He wasn't no bigger than DJ when he
was
in Seattle.
Nah, he
was
skinny when he was in Seattle.
Come on, man.
He was skinny.
He was
skinny
no
mini
kind
when
of home
run.
And none of that, man.
You know what I mean? But I forgot. One more game we got tonight. We got the Dallas Mavericks and the Lakers tonight. So we gotta get our first look at Dwight Howard and Steve Nash and all of them.
So
and
the Mavericks, man.
Yeah.
They just
about
getting
to
pushed
it.
Around.
Did they just get rid of Durante West? They got rid of Durante West.
For
yeah. For conduct detrimental to the team.
To the team. Watch the Knicks on them.
Yeah. That, I was thinking that, too, when I saw I was like, oh, watch the Knicks pick up Delonte West. You know? But, yeah, shout-out to everybody, man. GQ Palace Sports, one more Tuesday night special, down and out. Hopefully, man, we all get back here next week and do our thing again. I want to shout-out all the callers that called up. My man Jules, you know what I mean? Kia, my man Mike, he's on the regular. Big up to my man Wise Intelligent for checking in with us. Check out that Hip Hop Gods tour. Setting off November 28th and November 16th at Public Assembly. Check out Boot Camp, and it's going down, man. So this is the mayor in the building, man. And before we get out of here, once again, everybody make sure that, you know, your family is safe and warm. Sandy came through, but everybody showed that, you know, that resiliency and that strength and that inner fortitude that we have, man, because we've been through hectic situations, and here we are again, once more, dusting off ourselves, man, and getting up and get ready to see tomorrow. And that's what it's all about, man. So, it's the mayor in the building. We're about to get it popping, man, and sign off for a week, and take care, and we'll see you, man. And it's my time, and we got to get out of here. So, peace to everybody, and next week, once again, it's on your Tuesday night special. This is the mayor, and I'm out. GQ Palace, check me out on After Further Review every day.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue!